Sorry, Bilko.
That's cool.
We'll be good this time.
All right.
I feel a bit more relaxed already.
No, I can't remember how it started. Anyway, brand new project about to hit the coast. And those who like to know the background of what's going on with people, this is a way to do it. Kat Fox, Megan Slade, two ladies who are about to change your universe. Kat, welcome.
Well, hi, Bilko.
Megan, welcome.
Hi.
Tell me the story, Kat. So you've come from, you know, major news media. Megan has done that as well. You come from the journalistic side. Megan comes from the photographic side. What is this new project that's about to hit us?
Great. Well, we're launching a new magazine on the Sunshine Coast. It tells the stories behind the stories. It's called Backstory. Megan and I came up with the concept after working together as a team covering the Sunshine Coast for major media companies and decided that we wanted to do things our own way. We wanted to get back to journalism the way it used to be, where you really told the stories in their full from all sides and where the photography just caught those moments, captured people's attention and documented the stories in a way that you just don't see happening anymore.
Yeah, why is that though? Why do you think, if we can use that term, why has journalism seemed to have dumbed down? Why has that occurred now? That's what I get the feeling when I look at all these online newspapers. I feel like I'm not getting the whole story.
I think that there's a lot of competition with social media, and I think what we found, especially in the last 5 to 7 years, was that this instantaneous news, people want to get it straight away. And so if you're out in the field reporting, you're reporting to online, to print, to we were shooting videos as well. So you're sort of caught up in this very busy predicament, I guess, of trying to report the news. Mm. And there isn't enough time to sit back and actually watch and experience it and learn and talk to the right people and gather all the facts and then present it in a particular way. And I guess that's the training that most, you know, journalists and photographers come from. But this world that we're caught up in, this very busy, quick world and the internet and all these different ways of reporting and social media and trying to beat social media, I think we've kind of lost our way a bit, I guess, in the media. And we're trying to pull it back and slow it down and go back to the raw stuff and give it time and energy.
This journalism by the citizens, you've got, you know, 15 to 25-year-olds snapping this, that and the other, and it's ending up on Instagram and Twitter, and then you find major news organisations actually reusing a lot of these posts. And the thing that disturbs me is that they use the information they get as being gospel without any background checks. And look, you see it all the time with Paul Barry on that ABC show, Media Watch. He is blasting a lot of these major newspapers about not doing enough fact-checking. Is that because there's not enough staff now, or is that because we have just very inexperienced people applying the trade of so-called journalism?
I think that it could be a combination of those factors, but there is this huge pressure now to where media is driven by whatever's popular online. And if there's a photo or a subject or something that's happened that's trending, there's this like mad rush for everyone to jump on it, get it first, just grab whatever's out there without checking on it. And you end up with a situation where we now have this cycle where all the news is driven by what people think is popular online rather than actual stories about real things.
And that's what Backstory is doing. It's it's getting to the background of real people doing whatever. So give me an example. In Backstory, you'd be looking at, okay, we're looking at the coast, so we're looking at maybe a farming couple. Maybe someone has not necessarily achieved Olympic greatness, just something you guys have found interesting. How do you get the stories?
Well, they're all news driven. So there is a story behind it. It will be something that is affecting the coast at the moment. But what is wonderful about the Sunshine Coast is the diversity that is up here. So we're not just going to be reporting on, you know, something that happens at the beach, or which is, I guess, what everybody sees the Sunshine Coast as being. The people that actually live here know that there's a lot more depth and diversity to this area. And
I'm sick of my relatives going, oh, yeah, the beach, it's fantastic. Weather must be good all the time. And, well, hang on, only 2 days ago we had this torrential downpour that ruined my backyard. People wouldn't know about that. People seem to think Sunshine Coast, it's glorious all the time. You know, a couple of movie stars happen to live here. It's great. You know, I... I've gone and taken a photograph of Noni Hazelhurst's house or whatever. There's more to it than that. I mean, we appreciate we've got stars here, but there's so many normal people achieving so much, which we don't know about.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And just fascinating people too. Mm. You know, it is a holiday destination and we are so lucky to live in a beautiful place and have this outdoor lifestyle. But there is so many interesting people doing innovative things on the coast, and that's why we have just bag loads of stories that we can write about. But also, like I was saying before, news driven. So every, for example, in every issue, we'll have a cover story, which will be a big issue that needs to be discussed. And we're not going to shy away from the big issues, are we, Kat?
What does that mean? So well, you'll have an opinion about where a decision should be made, or is that...
No.
You won't?
No. One of the most fundamental philosophies of our magazine is that it's not opinion-based at all. We're taking a complete outsider's look at something, so a story is covered from all its facets. But having said that, we do have to choose, I suppose, what issues we want to cover. So there is that element of...
And that's between you two?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because you haven't got, this is what people haven't realised, that you don't have a staff of 20 or 30 here. This project is you two primarily and a couple of support staff, or is this it?
A couple of support staff as well. Yeah. We've got some support.
Yeah, someone to mop your brow or something.
But I guess it's not about the numbers, it's about the talent behind it, the experience.
Yeah.
And that's where we think we're probably the most experienced media professionals on the coast in this capacity. We don't think anyone else could pull this
off. Yeah, no. Well, that's right. And again, it's so uniquely different. That's what I love about it. And having a look at, look, I've got a couple of sneak copies here. It's hard to describe on radio just what it looks like, but it's not like a big broadsheet. It's a beautifully produced magazine. The pictures are gorgeous. Megan, you've done a great job on those. And I'm no expert when it comes to pictures, but the layout just looks, and we'll get a little selfie of this up on our Facebook page and our website, of just how compact it is and how it really will be a great addition to, you know, a coffee table at home. It'll actually be read over and over. And these stories, you know, you won't find them lining the bottom of a birdcage. They'll actually be kept, and you can actually keep them for years and years and use them as a ready reference source. I'm assuming libraries would do that. But I think a lot of people can do the same thing too. So, good luck to you guys there. It's just awesome. What sort of tease us about the launch in September. What stories are you going to be sort of looking at? Is it anything with the Olympics, or are you avoiding that? Or
No, we're not covering the Olympics.
No.
But our first issue, I guess, is what we can say about that is that it's a very, very important subject that doesn't get any airplay in any media. That affects a lot of people. It affects more people than you would realise. It's extremely emotive and very serious, and very important.
All right. So if people need to drop you guys some leads, because once you're out there, people will then see the style of the magazine and then realise, okay, maybe, you know, they'll be putting some of their friends up for consideration. That's all
sure.
Okay. Yeah. You want leads? You want leads galore?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. In saying that about the first issue as well, the diversity in the first issue, it's just so exciting. We've put it together to start as we mean to go on in terms of representing all different areas of the community, all different issues, and not shoving things down people's throats. We are presenting it in a documentary style so that people can form their own opinions about things and see and understand their communities in a different light.
Yeah. You know what I can see with this, and it may be 6-12 months down the track, there'd be a great online version to back up this. As there'll be video, there'll be as you guys move down the track and see a digital department opening up. So I don't know if I'm jumping the gun there, but that's where I can see the information going. This will give you depth, and then there's so much more talking to the real person. Can you see yourselves doing that, do you think?
Oh, we've got quite a few ideas. About the next 2 years, I guess, but particularly the next year. The reason we've come into it as such a small team to begin with is because our vision is we're so sure of our vision and so sure of what we want it to be that Kat and I want to be across everything for the first, 6 months of the magazine.
To be, don't you?
Yeah, we want to make sure that it's presented in the right way, So that's why we're keeping it small. It's a lot of work, but it's so wonderful. Mm. Oh my goodness, we are enjoying it so much.
I can see that. This is your baby.
Yeah.
This is your baby. And the proof will be in the pudding in less than a month's time. So good luck, ladies. Megan Slade, Cat Fox. Backstory about to hit us really soon. And I don't know how much of this we can reveal, but certainly have a look out for it. And it will be in your stores. And from a business point of view, the model is a bit different, isn't it, for people want to get hold of this. I mean, obviously, you know, we can wander down and get it from our favourite place, but if you're a business, what are you doing for them? Bit of an incentive.
So we've got 200 businesses signed up to sell Backstory, and they are from Beerburrum all the way along the coast, so, you know, Maroochydore, Caloundra, all the way up Sunshine, Noosa, and then all the way up to Kurran. Kinkin out west, so Connondale's selling it.
Have you guys literally done the miles?
We've done that ourselves. We walked into all of those businesses and spoken to them personally and told them about the project. They love it. They're on board. Not only that, but they sell it for $2 and they keep the $2. So if you think of the Scout Cookie philosophy, you can use it as a fundraiser. But essentially, the money's going straight back into the business. So we've got people that are interested in the magazine, motivated sellers, but we're also putting the money back into the community. That's the philosophy behind it.
Ladies, I'm impressed. And having a look at it now for the first time, actually being able to see it, I can see where your vision's going, and I'm just excited to see what happens in the next 12 months. But this is the start. I can just feel it's going to become... I mean, you don't want to become a corporate monster, but it'll be a nice team where you can, you know, in 12, 18 months' time, you'll have people to give you guys a hand and share the vision. And that's what happens. People who join your business will need to, you know, be inside your heads and learn where you're going to go. But I think, you know, that's a given. That'll happen. Backstory. Backstorynewsmag.com. There's a website now if you want to have a look at it. Facebook page, all the media. But certainly watch out for it really soon. We're now at the 22nd of August. So before the end of the September, it'll be out and in the streets.
10th of September.
All right. Kat and Megan, thank you.
Thanks, Bilko.